This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Your weekend so far, not much of it left, but it's 6 o'clock. It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Sam Hutt, and she is newly married. It's Luciana Gray, been partying all weekend at a wedding. She's gone from a young lady to a woman, a wife, a missus, everything.
It's true, I have. I'm now a married woman.
You said to me, Sam, I've had a great weekend, I've been at this wedding. And, I mean, I wasn't invited, which was odd.
No, why would I invite you? That'd be weird.
Why would it be weird?
Why would I ever see you outside of these four walls?
Okay, fair enough. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, it must be your wedding that you attended.
Yep, that's it. It's not possible to go to a wedding unless it's your own. You're literally not allowed.
At one point, people used to invite people along to their weddings, but now it's only like these private ceremonies on beaches and all that.
Yeah.
And I know...
I'm like a big star. I'm like a big, you know, famous celebrity. I'm like Beyonce, go off to my beach and stuff. Is that what she did? I don't even know.
Were you at a beach for your wedding this weekend?
Unfortunately, no. I was at Blockley Sports Centre.
Okay, well...
Which was awesome. Biggest marquee I've ever seen in my life.
And you glad you chose that venue?
I think it was a good choice of venue. I mean, we didn't need the big marquee given it was just me and my other half. Because you're not allowed to invite anybody to a wedding.
You must have had like a vicar or somebody to you know, tick the boxes.
No vicar, but we had just a random woman.
A registrar?
Yeah, that's the word, isn't it? Registrar. Just saying all the like, do you take them and all that stuff.
It's
a bit rude at one point.
Tell me about that.
Sharing body, like an intimate... There is something about a sexual union.
I don't think there is.
There is a line in it that was sexual union.
You and Ben that write that in yourselves?
I added that in. And that has to be part of the contract for me, sexual union.
Oh, God.
Oh!
God, don't say that again.
But no, genuinely, okay, so obviously that's all nonsense what we're talking about. I went to someone else's wedding this weekend and it was fabulous and massive and beautiful. And they did have the ceremony in a church with, you know, the vicar type. Vicar, priest, and reverend, I don't know the difference. How bad is that?
I don't know the difference.
Literally couldn't tell
either.
You.
Are they all allowed to marry people? Those people you just mentioned?
Well, yes, I believe so. But what confused me was that there were two of them, whoever they were, vicar, priest, reverend, etc.
Right.
There was two of them.
That's
and they
greedy.
Had quite a lot of, like... Because it was in a church which I thought was C of E, and maybe it is, but I'd never been to a wedding like this that was all, like... They had a lot of robage.
Okay.
You know? And, like, a bit of cloth that they tied their hands together.
Is it on the bride's request? Do you know?
Yes.
Like, the bride kind of picks everybody's outfit, doesn't she? She picks her outfit.
Oh, do you think she chose the outfit? I see.
Well, she picks her bridesmaid's outfit, doesn't she?
I mean, maybe. Which were lovely. It was a very tasteful wedding. It was good fun.
Okay.
There was a lot of music, a lot of live music.
Right, during the ceremony?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, there was a brass band during the ceremony. Because the groom's a brass player, which was fab. And then there was...
Hang on, right. So the groom, during the middle of the ceremony, goes, hold on. He's like, he's about to say I do, and he just says, stop.
I know you're building to a joke here, but... Okay. No. During the ceremony, so they did a lot of hymns. It's quite a religious wedding. It was lovely.
No, I think that's standard wedding,
isn't
it?
There was a brass band.
Right.
Playing along to all of the, like, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning.
That wouldn't be my choice of wedding song.
They had three.
Of the same song?
No, they had that one, and then two others that I didn't recognise till I heard.
And you had to mumble along to?
I was like, luckily I found a partner in crime who also had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
So, you know, we just ad-libbed it. But at the end, and this was genuinely my favourite part of the day, it was amazing. I'm sure they won't mind me saying, the groom did pull out his trombone.
Wow.
Genuinely, my boyfriend was the best man at this wedding. He got the trombone out for him from behind the, you know, the, what's it called? The tall bit that the vicar goes stands up in, little steps up there and does the
pew?
Sermon. Is it called the pulp? No, the tall bit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's where they're raised and it's like a plinth that they do their speeches
from.
I mean, it's hilarious how little we know about religion. And basically, boyfriend climbed up the steps, and I thought he was going to do a speech, and I was like, oh, God, get down, what are you doing? Pulled out a trombone, gave it to the groom, and then the guy I was sitting next to ran back, and there was a drum kit that I hadn't noticed, and went, 1, 2, 3, 4, and...
Glad I crashed the wedding.
No, that would have been good. They did Happy for our Williams,
perfect.
And he played it on the trombone, and the brass band joined it, and she sang it, and everyone was, like, dancing.
The wife?
Yes!
Are they married at this point, or are they still
just... Yes, they're married.
Right, so it's once I say I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You may kiss the bride, mwah, because I'm happy, I'm alone. It was awesome!
That sounds like one of those things you see on YouTube.
Yeah, it was like that, but it was quite original.
Have you made that up?
That's completely true.
Okay, so what was that little head shake?
Nothing. No.
Okay.
No. The drums in the church, I'm wondering, is that respectful? Because I'm not religious, so I'm
there's certain things, you're not allowed to kill a man, are you, in a church?
Okay, you're not allowed to kill a man anyway, Sam.
No, you're not.
I feel like you should know that.
Right, okay.
Can't do that anywhere.
Okay.
Not allowed. But what I was confused, because I loved it, I was like, this is brilliant, loving life. But the two vicars, or priests, or reverends, etc., one, loving it, clapping, loving it.
Okay.
The other one, He's quite old. And he's been quite serious throughout. He hadn't cracked any jokes like the other lady.
Okay.
And he was just sort of stood there solemnly, and there was a little bit of like,
oh, he's not a Pharrell Williams fan.
Is it? Maybe not. Maybe he's not a Pharrell guy.
Well,
maybe he
likes
his earlier stuff.
Well, you think so. I mean, if you're a man of a certain age, you're probably not going to have come across Pharrell Williams, are you?
Perhaps.
You know, you'd probably only think that Drop It Like It's Hot is by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be aware that it was, you know, Freak
he
Pharrell.
He did look like a Snoop Dogg fan.
Oh, there you are. That's a mistake.
He had some jazzy robes.
I can imagine him dropping like it's hot.
But it was a great wedding. It was nice to go. It was the first wedding I've ever been to as an adult. Like, I was invited.
Rather than your parents?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Family, you know, as a relative. Yeah. Or because my parents have been invited to something and I have to go with them. It's the first one I'm invited, sort of, you know, had an invitation properly to me. It was an experience.
Okay. Have you got, like, footnotes, like the big headlines from this wedding?
Well, I didn't know anyone there, really. Like, there was a couple of people I coincidentally knew, like, oh, small world kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Like my old trumpet teacher was there.
Okay.
It was really...
A lot of trumpets at this wedding.
There was a lot of trumpets and trombones.
Wow.
It was a lot. It was great.
Can I be honest?
Yep.
This doesn't sound like my sort of wedding.
I think you'd have hated it.
Okay.
I loved it. You'd have been like, where's the Skrillex and Bieber?
Yeah, can somebody please just play some music?
They did
that's
that
on
at
a
the
CD.
End. They did that at the end, but there was a lot of like, there was a big band and they played like Uptown Funk and
a covers
Pencil
band.
Full of Lead and yeah that kind
okay,
of stuff.
Okay, I like a covers band.
Which the boyfriend played in as well.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah. Okay. It was all that kind of everyone get up and play along. But it was
did you? Because, I mean, you're an instrumentalist.
Well, I brought my trumpet along, but I bumped because my trumpet teacher was there and she hadn't brought an instrument. And I was like, oh, she's obviously much better than me. You go up and play.
You handed over your trumpet?
Well, I gave my trumpet to my boyfriend because he was the only person I trust with it.
Right, and who...
And she had his trumpet because his trumpet's rubbish. It's all very complicated,
Sam. Hang on, she's your teacher?
Old teacher.
Right, so surely you should trust her? If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be able to use a trumpet.
She'd had a few bevvies.
I'm sure you had.
Oh, yeah, which is why I did not get up on that stage, Sam. Thankfully, I'm glad. Because at the time I was like, oh, I wish I had gone on. Oh, no. But today I'm very glad. But it was really weird because I was sitting with a group of people I didn't know. All really lovely.
The children?
Well, I genuinely thought I might get put on the children's table. Because I am, because I'm 21, so I feel like I'm still that kind of in-between age. But of course I'm not. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But in my head,
I'm
still like 15, 16. I still think I'm that kind of adult, teeny, not.
Yeah, but
you
must have been told that you don't grow out of that. There's 45-year-old men who tell me that that'll never change.
Does it not change?
Don't think so.
Oh, God. I always feel like I'm the youngest.
I mean, I've experienced some people and I just think, crap. I mean, he's got the habits that I have now. I really hope I'm not like
50.
That. Yeah.
The only time I don't feel the youngest in the room is when I'm with you.
Really?
Then I feel ancient when I'm with you. I feel like a boring old lady.
I think on paper you're younger than me, aren't you?
2nd of December.
Yeah, well, there you are.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems wrong to me.
No, it's
but what I found
fine.
Difficult, because the main conversation, because I was like, right, I need to get to know these people, was careers.
Always is.
Which is good. And I was a bit like, oh, obviously I've just finished doing my degree and I can talk about this, FUBAR, and my comedy journalism and all that stuff. That's great. But they all had like really proper careers. And on a table of seven, three of them were teachers.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of like, they were talking about stuff that I've just been through. Uh-oh. Like they were talking about annoying sick performers and stuff like that. And I was like, God, that's still me. I'm still like that, all the stuff they were saying.
And I also find people with proper careers don't really understand this world.
Nope.
So if you'd say to them, oh, yeah, I had a comedy article published, they would just be like, that's pointless.
And what?
Exactly, and what?
How can you live off that? How do you, you know, pay your mortgage?
Spot on.
There was a mortgage conversation, and I freaked the hell out. Because, Sam, I don't know what a mortgage is. I don't understand
it. It helps you buy a house, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know that.
Right, okay.
It helps you buy it. It costs, you have to pay. I don't know. This is the thing. And there was a conversation about that. And I turned it back around to, like, I just, you know, was topping everyone's drinks up. And by the end of the night, everyone was telling their best sharting stories.
See, that's kind of your level, isn't it?
Oh, I felt at home.
Right.
I felt at home. I started it. I finished that conversation.
How was the drinking? Because if I'm in a situation where I know very few people...
Mm-hmm. Are you sensible and don't drink much?
Yes. I think drinking would be a bad idea.
See, you're wrong. You're wrong. If you're in a situation where you don't know many people and feel awkward and you're partial to a drink, get everyone drunk.
No.
There was free wine.
Yeah, no.
A lot of free wine.
Did it run out?
No.
No? Okay.
There was like too much free wine.
I did an event the other day where there was a free bar which closed at 10.
Oh.
And then I had to reopen because people were kicking off so bad.
What was the event? What kind of thing?
Oh, it was like one of these, it's like a launch party for some.
Okay.
You know, like the, it was just pathetic.
Fancy. And it shut at 10.
Yeah, sure. The bar, no. The
bar.
The bar, the event went on to 1 and it promised the free bar.
Yeah.
And the free bar shut at 10.
Okay.
And then everybody who was there was said, well, I'm only here for the free bar. So suddenly the bar had to reopen.
Yeah.
But I happened to go to the bar in that period where it was, well, you know,
free.
A cost bar. I got a few drinks, but then I went to the bar for the next time expecting a free drink and didn't get one. But I'm one of those people like, oh, okay, how much then?
Mm.
Whereas a lot of people just like, no, get lost. I'm only here for your drinks.
See, that's rude. That's not on. That's what I liked about the wedding, because it was like, if you want another drink, you pay for it,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense to me. And they had a nice bar and everything. But then if you haven't got much money, like, if, I'm skint, just drink the wine.
Right, okay.
You know.
And the wine lasted you all night and lasted
It was good
everybody.
Wine. And the boy who works in wine, best man, he chose it all. So
right.
It was a delight. So I got smashed, Sam.
What were the kids doing? Because I feel like they're a little bit of a disadvantage that they can't get like Coca-Cola for free. Because
sure
they can't drink wine.
I'm sure they could get it given. I wasn't hanging out with the kids, thankfully.
Why not?
Well, I was masquerading as an adult for the night.
Was there any kids? Because this is where I tend to kind of gravitate towards children.
Yeah.
Kids tend to be kicking a ball about.
Yeah.
And
you want to go out and play with it, right?
Right, well, where would you rather be?
Okay, I'm totally with you on this.
Exactly.
They weren't kicking a ball about. They had an oversized chessboard outside.
Right.
Which no adults went on the whole night. I was gutted. And they had a load of, like, little toy planes they were chucking around the room.
It's a sunny day, wasn't it, yesterday?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
What would you rather be doing? Playing life-size chess in the sun or inside, drinking probably cheap wine if it's free, and talking about mortgages?
Well, my thoughts exactly. Luckily, I got the conversations onto sharting, so I was fine.
In the end, though, I mean, how long did that take?
Surprisingly, not that long.
Really?
I got drunk really quick.
Yeah, but those people around you?
Well, I had, like, a couple of partners in crime who I'd sussed out.
Okay.
Were, like, you know, on board with this kind of conversation. But, yeah, I think I kind of shocked some people.
Right.
With my crassness.
Yeah, but so a lot of, like, poshos there.
No, not really. They're all actually
a good crowd.
Mainly from Stoke.
Mainly from Stoke-on-Trent.
Because that's where the couple lives.
Like
Stoke.
I said, a lot of posh people there then.
Yes.
A load of posh people.
Oh, yes.
I want to hear more about the wedding, all right?
And we'll
go for our itinerary and all that. But I think it's 17 minutes past six. We've got to get on
Sorry
with the show.
Sorry about that, everybody.
No, it's okay. We now know that you got married yesterday. So it's all good.
Yay me! Mrs. Lucy.
Right, we'll play this and then more wedding chat. This, Luce.
Yeah.
The song of the summer.
You say that every week.
This is Song of the Summer.
All right, I'm
Gregory
trusting
Porter,
you.
Gregory Porter, Clapton
Back
on the
here
remix.
Now.
The rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard, dry land. Liquid spirit, liquid spirit, liquid spirit, liquid spirit. Clap your hands now. We'll be right back.
Let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty. So let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. When the water hit the banks of that hard, dry land.
Gregory Porter, taken from the Radio 2 playlist to some kind of Ibiza beach, I think. Claptone on the remix. Tune.
Is he saying liquid spirits?
Liquid spirit. That's
Aren't
what it's called.
All spirits liquid?
No, I don't think so.
What spirits aren't liquid?
You're thinking of alcoholic beverages, aren't you?
When am I not?
I think Gregory Porter there is actually talking about, you know, that thing inside us, our soul.
So why would that be liquid?
Is it not something that a liquid spirit is somebody who's quite movable, changeable, like a free spirit?
Like a fluid spirit.
Yeah, so yeah, this is it.
Why
That's
didn't
the
he
difference.
Call it fluid spirit?
It doesn't scan as well, does it?
Fluid spirit.
Would that be Song of the Summer?
Fluid spirit.
That's not going to work.
Fluid spirit.
Might work.
Thank God I didn't sing last night at the wedding. Can you imagine?
I know, that's you sober.
Oh, it's close.
What do you mean?
Well,
close to
people
singing?
People getting up and singing and stuff.
Karaoke, is that what you mean? Because that would definitely happen at my wedding.
Would it? Is that what you... Right, tell you what. Right, yesterday was kind of the best wedding I could imagine.
Okay.
Sort of thing. Like, it's not necessarily what I'd do because I'm not that classy. I think mine would be a lot more silly. But it was so beautiful and the loveliest wedding ever.
Okay.
Why don't we go through the day and you tell me what you'd do? Because I'm curious to know what your wedding would be like.
My wedding would be sick.
Because I think your wedding would be mental. I imagine a lot of bouncy castles.
You know that girlfriend I had for a bit?
Yeah.
Right, she always told me that she didn't want a big fuss of a wedding.
Really?
She always said that. She was like, I just want to go to a beach, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would have none of that. My wedding literally would be amazing.
Biggest party ever?
Biggest party ever.
All right, so start of the day.
Right, okay. It starts like 10, doesn't it, a wedding day?
Well, no.
Earlier.
It depends. I'm talking about starting at the ceremony here. But the wedding day
starts with all
the stuff before. The grooms do stuff, don't
Yeah,
they?
Exactly. So your boyfriend was best man. Talk me through his day.
Okay.
What's he overseen?
Best man's day. Got up. Had a fry up.
Okay, that's a good start.
Good start.
To any day.
And not too early, not too late. He had it like 9-ish.
Perfect time for a fry up.
Brilliant, right?
Yeah.
So they did that.
How long's it been up, incidentally? Because I like to have mine like an hour after I've woken up.
I think he got up really early because he was quite nervous. I say quite. He was really nervous.
Okay, so he can't sleep?
Can't sleep. So he's knackered.
That's fine.
Gets up, shower, coffee.
Yeah.
Fry up.
Well, there's a delay though, surely. If he got up really early and he's not eating till 9.
Well,
maybe he's like reading
shower,
paper for
coffee,
a bit.
I think going over his speech.
Go right, that's
you know,
good.
All of that kind of stuff. Making sure that he's got everything for the groom. You know,
okay, like
got the
rings.
And just stuff like, I said to him, like, get a little pack together of, like, because I thought this was a sensible, I don't know if he did it in the end, but, like, you know, deodorant, mints, like, anything you could possibly need.
As a man?
Yeah, just general things, maybe some hair gel, like, if he's,
okay,
like,
yeah,
a razor,
yeah.
Like, oh, God, I haven't done this. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, shaved his arms.
A stress ball.
Blue tack is always good for the stress.
Do you like roll? Yeah, do you?
I just like playing blue tack in my fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he does that.
Okay.
And then they get suited and booted.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that for a wedding, aren't you?
What would your suit be like?
See, I don't think that's something I'd particularly be that bothered about.
You don't care? So you'd let him or her choose your other half?
I don't know. It's not their choice, is it? It is down to me.
Yeah, it's your choice.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yep.
Do you think a man looks his best in a suit?
Yep.
At no point in a man's life does he look better than when he's in a suit?
I'm partial to a bit of uniform.
Okay.
So perhaps if they're like a...
Mailman or something? If, postman?
Not those. I'm not thinking of those shorts. I'm not thinking of like delivery man style cargo shorts.
I love that look.
New. I'm thinking more kind of army officer / naval officer.
Okay.
Perhaps police or something. That's
okay.
Quite cool.
Right.
Those are good looks.
Yeah.
Apart from that suit.
Well, I kind of like just jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, but that's so boring. You wear that all the time.
Yeah, but if I'm going on a night out...
Yeah.
That's when I want to look my best. If it's a Friday night,
yeah,
and I'm going to, say, a nightclub, I think, right, I'll wear my favourite clothes.
Yeah.
Jeans and a T-shirt.
I mean...
and depending on the place, a pair of jeans, a pair of trainers.
But are you doing that because that's what you look best in, or because that's what everyone around you's wearing? Because I reckon you look best in a proper dapper suit,
right,
with like a nice crisp shirt and stuff, with smart, cool, pointy shoes or something. That's what I reckon you'd look best in. But you'd look weird.
I don't know.
You'd look
weird. Exactly. Yeah.
You'd look weird in the context, but you would look good. Right.
Yeah, see, I'm not
sure
about that.
You know what I mean?
Nah, it's not for me, really.
Mm, well, by that logic, I mean, I wear dresses all the time, so that means on my wedding day, I should wear jeans and a vest or something.
No, no, because what I'm saying is, wear what you're comfortable in.
Okay, so you're going to wear jeans and T-shirt, right?
Well, like, I've established this look of, like, I like Vans.
Yeah, you do, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Vans, cool.
Right,
yeah.
So why can't I wear Vans?
You're going to wear Vans on your wedding day?
Yeah. They're comfortable.
Jeez.
White T-shirt, pair of black jeans.
I mean, I'm assuming this isn't on a beach, because Vans on a beach just seems stupid.
No, that's the thing. I'm not doing that beach
thing.
Right,
so you've got suited and booted.
Yeah.
In your Vans.
Plain white T-shirt, black jeans.
Oh, my God. Right, okay.
Cap backwards, preferably.
Then you go for your photos with, like, the groom, best man.
Yeah, he's probably wearing, like, similar to me.
Whatever and stuff. And then the best man, Ben, he took him to the church.
Right, that's where the wedding was.
Where the actual ceremony was.
I thought you were about to say then for a second. He took him to the gym.
Took him to the gym?
I don't know why I was thinking that's
why
a good place to go on your wedding day.
Is that where you're going to get married, in a gym?
No, because I'm not really, I'm like a gymophobe.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not a gymmer.
No, I'm not a gymmer, but for some reason I thought that would be something you would
try to...
So
where would you get married then?
In church.
You get married in a church?
Well, I haven't been christened, but yeah, ideally.
Do you have to be christened? Because I'm not christened either.
No, you have to be christened to be married in church. But if you can go along to the church and say to the vicar slash priest slash what else?
Reverend
and say, look, I haven't been christened yet, but that is not my fault. That was my parents allowing me the choice.
Yeah.
But now I've come to marry, I realise that there's only one place I want to get married, and that is your church.
You would get christened so you could get married in the church?
Would they make you? They have to. You have to be. What they could do is say, no, Sam, I get the impression you simply are using me to use my church.
Which is exactly what you're doing.
No. You have to go along. You have to get, like, every couple of Sundays, you have to say, hi, Reverend, I'm here, look.
And you do that?
Well, if it meant I got, like, some kind of really sick church, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it meant, like, a cathedral.
Yeah, exactly.
But a cathedral, you have to be, like...
Well, yeah, just turn up at St. Paul's a few Sundays in a row and get married there.
Is that how it works? So you're going to get married in St. Paul's. Good. Okay, so the bride turns up. What music are you having in St. Paul's?
I've always thought Ben Howard, Only Love, would be a good song to get married to.
How's that go?
I can be your hero, baby.
Really?
That one would work. That one would work. That's a different song. That's not Ben Howard, good. But that one would work.
That would be hilarious.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. I can be your hero. Can I sing it?
Yeah, well...
Can I be standing at, like, at the back in, like, a big robe?
Oh, no, I don't want you to sing it. Cause,
please?
Right, no.
Like, a wire lifts me up above the pulpit.
This would be one of my rules.
I can be your hero, baby!
This would be one of my rules during the wedding.
No amateur singing?
No amateur singing, right?
Good rule.
Why would I have you singing it, Luce?
Yep.
As much as I want you to be at the wedding...
Yep.
Why would I have you singing it when I can play an MP3 of Enrique Iglesias singing it, who recorded it in a nice studio?
Don't get me wrong, Enrique's great, but the beautiful, beautiful tones of Lucy Gray in St. Paul's Cathedral.
Nah, no. Don't see the point of it. I'm also not having a band afterwards.
Disappointed. What, you're just going to have Spotify?
No, I'm going to... Like, I've got this idea.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends, myself included, like, we're kind of like bedroom DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't make money off DJing, but we go home and we play songs over the top of each other.
Yeah.
And think we're really cool.
Yeah.
So my wedding would... I'd probably get married, like, 10. Mm-hmm. Get out of the way. Because that's the, like, kind of boring part of it, isn't it?
So you're going to get married at 10 in the morning?
Some people do that.
Right.
So the idea is that's done by 10:30.
Sure.
And then my first friend starts his set at 11.
Yeah.
And then my friends throughout the day have an hour each to play their records.
So long
story short,
like
24-hour stretch.
You want your wedding to be like a DJ festival.
Yeah, perfect. But I'm not inviting DJs. No one's getting paid. Yeah, shorts. If it's in the summer, that'd be all right.
Flip flops.
Yeah.
Caps. Like change the Vans for flip flops. That's your evening attire.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah,
be good. Oh, sun cream, obviously, because
that can be hot weather. Instead of handing Prosecco around, they can be handing around little squirts of sun cream at your wedding.
Yeah, safety first.
Yeah, burger van.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
And then maybe I would close the wedding. Maybe I'd
with
do like
a DJ set?
Yeah, I'll do a 2 till 3 in the morning set.
So, what are you going to do for your first dance then? What mashup would you use for that?
Well, I always think Avicii Levels would be my wedding song because it's my favourite song.
Oh.
Do you know that one?
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You hear it in the club sometimes, don't you?
It's a good song.
It's a very good song, yes. It's my favourite.
So, your first dance is going to be like arms in the air, like, way.
Well, yeah, because that's what I'm into.
Nice.
And I really don't think I'd get on with a potential partner unless they also liked what I was into. Like, that'd be a sticking point for me.
Yeah, sure.
If she was like, oh, I want to sing a song, right? Oh, she or he. Because mm-hmm. you never know.
No,
what
never
form
know.
My soulmate might come in.
Never know.
If he or she was to say to me, look, I want a singer-songwriter to, like, do our wedding, I'd be like, well, I don't think you're in for me then.
Where are you going to go for your honeymoon?
Well, depending on the time of year, I like Centre Parks.
Yeah.
Have you been to Centre Parks?
I have. I can see that.
Yeah. That's a good idea, isn't it?
So you'd pick Centre Parks over like Butlins or Pontins or Haven.
I think there's more for me at Centre Parks.
There is more to do.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, Butlins has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
But Centre Parks is more fun.
The only thing with Centre Parks is, though, I like Centre Parks in the winter.
Oh.
Yeah.
But your
cozy.
Wedding has to be summery.
Exactly. Everything I've described so
Festival,
far.
Summer.
Exactly.
Mm.
So maybe I'd have to put off honeymoon until we can. Because Centre Park, have you done Centre Parks in the Christmas time?
No, I've only
Magical.
Ever done a summer. Oh, is
it's amazing. I did that as a kid. My parents were lucky enough, nice enough to do that for me. Best Christmas ever.
Sam?
Yo.
You're a moron.
Why?
Because have you heard everything you've just said
What's
about
wrong
your
with
wedding
that?
Day? Really?
You just nodded along to everything on, yes, Centre Parks, great idea.
I would see how far you'd go, you moron.
Right, so tell me about your wedding day. I don't think it'd be any better
know.
Than that.
I don't institution of marriage. I don't think it's for me.
Really?
Nah.
You're not going to get married? Your boyfriend's listening now?
Yeah, he doesn't want to get married, it sounds like.
Okay.
We sort of chatted about it last night.
Cheapskate.
It was actually lovely. We were dancing because they invited us all onto the, you know, when they like
yeah,
did their first
dance. Avicii
Levels
is playing.
Avicii
like,
Levels and then halfway
everybody
through.
Come on.
And then, you know, the best man and his other half and the bridesmaids. We all come in and dance. And it was like dead romantic. And it was really sweet, and we were hugging and stuff. And then at the end, he just went, oh, God, I never want to get married.
Like, he whispered that in your ear, like, oh, babe, come here, I've got something
and
to say to you.
And I was like, do you mean to me or in general? And he was like, just in general. And I was like, oh, thank God, neither do I.
Oh, that's quite cute. And then you shared a kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Really, yeah, sarcastic, sardonic kiss. The fact we were at a wedding and we were just saying, oh, I love you, but I don't want to get married ever.
No, there is something quite nice about that, though, if that's a mutual agreement.
Yeah, I mean, I might in the future, but the idea of it, I can't even, ugh. And the
Why?
Whole, like, oh, just, what's the point?
What about the wedding that I've just described, which sounds like the best day ever?
Sounds brilliant, but I just come to your wedding. Like, I'll just go to other people's. Because I would have as much
set.
Fun as you will. You'll let me do a DJ set.
Yeah.
I'll do a little mashup. It'll be great.
I do think, though, that what Ben's done,
yep.
the best man, that's the best role you can have at a wedding.
Right, I'm well up for being a maid of honour.
Yes.
So organising a hen do sounds like the most fun ever. I'm going on my first hen do soon. And
Why are you having all the fun?
I'm going to so many weddings. I've got two more coming up. I'm going to the Isle of Man for one. 4-day wedding. It's going to be amazing.
That's a holiday.
Yeah, I know. I'm staying in a cottage with all my mates from school. Legend. And then my brother's getting married and I'm going to his fiance's hen do.
Where's that?
She's rented some big house and like she's got like they've planned this mental weekend.
Okay, where's the house? Can we have an address?
Do you want to come along?
Well, no, not.
It's gonna be like 20 of us.
Yeah, just where are you going? Where are you heading to?
You know what? I'm not gonna say because she might be listening. Because she listens to this sometimes.
Right, and it's a surprise.
She doesn't know much about it.
Okay.
She doesn't know much about it.
But you have just revealed she's going in a big house.
She knows that.
Which suggests this country. She's there at home thinking she's got Barbados for
no.
a long weekend.
Well, my brother just came back from his stag.
Right.
And they went to Madrid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a bit left field.
Looked epic. They went to see football. They went to the like proper massive clubs. Yeah.
Don't you think Madrid's a bit left field?
Yeah, definitely. But yeah. I think because his like group of mates, most of them married, so they're kind of like ticking places off a bit.
Okay.
Like, oh, we've done Prague,
yeah.
we've done Berlin, we've done Ibiza, we've done London, we've done Edinburgh. You know.
So where else can we go?
And they were like, oh, Madrid, let's do it. Yeah.
How old is he?
30.
30. Yeah, see, that's kind of spot on, isn't it? I know a man who is about that age who's just got married, or maybe he's about to get married, but he just got back of his stag do and he went to Lisbon.
Nice.
Very similar city to Madrid.
But you got a bit of money then, haven't you?
This is why
I'm all up for you getting married.
Yeah.
But like, wait till you got a little bit of money because I want this festival to be good.
Okay. All right.
And me, I'm just going to use that like 10 grand or however much you spend on a wedding and I'm just going to have a big party.
I've just had an idea. What? I don't want my honeymoon to be at Centre Parks.
Oh, no.
Stag do. Well, because who are you going to have more fun with? 10 of your mates or that one person
your wife!
Yeah, but you've got loads of time to have fun with her, haven't you?
You can go to Centre Parks any time with her.
Yeah,
but the
exactly.
Stags, one and only.
That'd be amazing.
God, you're so weird. Good luck finding.
I would be really interested to know what your wedding were going to be like, but you're refusing to tell me because you don't like weddings.
Oh, it'll probably be boring. And sent.
Well, why don't you have a.
I'll have a think.
During this song.
Alright, I'll have a think. See if the song inspires me.
DJ Fresh and Adam F. We'll play this. Your choice.
Thank you very much.
And then you can tell me what your wedding would consist of.
Alright, will do.
Okay, perfect. Sam and Lucy's FUBAR Radio on a Sunday evening. DJ Fresh and Adam F. I believe you can get that 7th of June.
Is it that long? I thought it was that soon, that. Oh, sorry, everybody.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I feel bad picking songs and then it's like a massively long wait till they can.
Why? That's what used to happen. I feel like you know now where people are like, new Disclosure song's out, hear it now, you can go get it now. Mm. I don't like that.
Okay.
I like the build. Yeah, because you don't get like smash hit records anymore.
Sure.
Something like Omi Cheerleader.
Yeah.
It finally got to number one last week.
Yeah.
But it like built and built and built and it had been in the chart like 7 weeks before it got to number one. I want a song to come along and go bam, number one, smash everything out of the water. That's what used to happen. We don't have that hit records anymore. It doesn't happen.
Do you think that'll make it to number one?
I think that'll go close.
It'll go close. Yeah. Top five.
Yeah. DJ Fresh got a bit of history of you know, going number one records and all that with Rita Ora. But that's like a proper, I feel like that's a very credible record within that drum and bass scene.
Yeah.
Drum and bass hero Nadin F.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they managed to create this like crossover record that's going to smash it.
That's palatable to people like me who don't normally listen to drum and bass.
Exactly.
Oh, they're so clever. They know what they're doing, don't they?
I went to an event the other night
where
they played drum and bass music.
Nice.
And I was out of my depth.
You were out of your depth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
Because you have to dance very fast with drum and bass. And when it kept happening, the song would drop, and I'd be like, "Yes, this is a tune," and I'd dance like nobody was around.
Yeah.
And then I'd realise I was really out of time with the music, and within about 60 seconds of going for it, I became very self-conscious again.
Oh, Sam!
But then it would happen that the next song would drop, and I'd be okay again for a while.
Yeah.
Until I realised I was out of time again.
Solution: next time you go into a drum and bass night, take me.
Okay.
Because you know you will be better than me.
By dancing?
Well, no. Being like, no, and keeping up with the music and knowing what's going on.
Okay.
And like knowing when the drop is and all of that.
Well, you can hear it.
Yeah, but when I'm going, I'm just literally devil may care. I'm so at one that I will be more out of time than you.
Okay.
I'll just be kind of flailing around.
That's not a bad thing, though. I like those people who are just like, I don't care.
Yeah, that is me in a club.
That's the way it should be.
But that song, actually, that is one of my... because I look it up on the old YouTube and everything.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And have it plugged in, and that's one of my new gymming songs.
Gymming songs?
Yeah. Right. Songs to gym to.
Songs to gym to.
Yep.
Which I believe is coming out on Ministry of Sound very soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's their new massive hit compilation album.
Songs to gym to.
Okay, so tell me about the gym. Is this a new thing?
Well, no, because I've told you before about me going to the gym.
Yeah.
But I...
You pulled, didn't you? Didn't we have that conversation?
Oh, yeah, Kane.
Yeah, Kane.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it wasn't Kane. Kane was my personal trainer.
Okay, right.
And then I did pull at the gym because of the amount I could bench on my legs.
Wow.
Because I can, I it's a bit of a talking point whenever I go to the gym. Because on the treadmill and on the arm weights and basically everything in the gym, I'm below average.
Okay.
Like, I'm not terrible.
Okay.
But I'm definitely below average.
Yeah, and that's how I describe my gym potential.
I ran 8K the other day and I nearly cried with happiness.
Wow. Okay.
I ran it very, very slowly.
That's nearly like 6 miles.
That's really far.
That is far,
Like, really far, but I was dying. And I'm, like, above average size of the ladies in there.
I don't think so. Well, possibly the ladies in the gym.
Ladies in the gym.
Yeah, possibly.
I wouldn't say I'm above average size in general.
No, I don't think so.
But I am probably average size. But in the gym, I am definitely bigger. Maybe it's my gym.
Because, you know, you used to get these gym goers of boys that were, like, perfect.
Yeah.
There's now those versions of people, but females, isn't there?
Oh, my God. All of them.
And you
all
see
of them
like,
in the gym.
God.
And like, I do go to a gym in the centre of a city. It's in Brighton, which is very young. So there's a lot of very young, attractive, fit people in like really cool gym clothes and stuff. I basically wear my pyjamas to the gym, basically.
Okay.
Because I've done the thing where I'm like, I don't want to buy gym clothes until I've lost weight, but I have to lose the weight at the gym to buy the gym clothes. It's ridiculous.
I find gym clothes a silly idea anyway, because they're very expensive.
So overpriced.
Aren't they?
I just wear a vest and some trackies.
Like, how much does a normal pair of leggings go for? Just a plain black
pair? Normal day leggings?
Yes.
I mean, if you go in like Primarni or something, you can get £2.
Right, £2. Whereas if you put like a night tick on those leggings and make them a little bit sporty...
At least £19.99.
Well, I'm going £40 I've seen them for.
Yeah,
not that I've been looking at leggings,
like the patterned ones and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all crazy because I really want the cool jazzy stuff. I really like the idea.
Because that's what those really attractive girls wear.
Yes! Why are they so good looking and so rich?
I don't know.
Because they have all the gear. And I go in, and the thing is, with the guys at the gym, and I mean, I'm not generalising, I can only base this on my gym in Brighton. All the guys, you get a real mixture. So you get older guys, younger guys, big, little, muscly, scrawny, like all shapes and sizes.
You get all the guys,
I mean, I'm not getting them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if I showed them me benching on my legs,
right?
Then I'd get them because I benched £215 on my legs the other day.
Right, I don't think I could do that.
It's impressive, is all I'm saying. This is why I wear heels pretty much every single day of my life, and I think it's finally coming into play.
Right,
muscly legs, but the girls in the gym, all young,
right?
Like 16 to 30, I reckon.
Okay,
vast majority of them, 16 to 30, and they're all very very small. Not necessarily fit.
Do they all look the same?
No, I mean, you know, they do look different, but they're also tiny and they have all the matching clothes. And I come in my, like, independent newspaper pyjama t-shirt and stuff. And I'm, yeah, it's really embarrassing.
You should have picked a different gym.
Yeah, but what, go to like an OA, like...
No, or... not one that's aimed at OAPs, but I think if you hadn't gone for the central city...
But it's the cheapest.
Is it?
Yeah.
So why is it attracting those type of people?
Because my assumption is Brighton's quite student-y.
Right.
So I think it's all the students that go to the gym. In general, students that go to the gym are fit.
Okay.
Apart from the odd one like me who are like, oh, I want to lose weight, da da da. So basically, I've been gymming.
Okay.
And I've been getting gradually better. Like, I couldn't run a K, basically, without dying. And now I can run about 8 before I die.
A kilometre, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gym speak, K.
No, but people don't talk like that.
I'm just, you know, you wouldn't understand, you don't go to the gym.
No one says run a K.
I mean, you wouldn't understand. You don't go to the gym, Sam.
No, it's cool. People don't say that.
Mate, you don't need to be embarrassed. It's fine.
I've been to a gym before. I just haven't been recently.
Yeah, yeah. How long ago?
Last time I went to the gym, maybe 6 weeks ago.
Oh, really? That's quite recent.
Is it?
I consider that as going to the gym.
That's not a habit, is it? Yeah, I'm not making a habit of going to the gym if I went 6 weeks ago.
Oh, no. Yeah, you gym. You're a gymmer. No,
I thought
you were going to say like 6 years.
No. No, there was a time I used to go, I'd say... 4 days a week.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do that much.
But now, then I was a completely different shape to what I am now.
Yeah.
My mum was like, wow.
The time, it just takes up so much time. I reckon I'm going like twice a week and I'm proud of that.
No, that's good going.
I think that's fine.
But when I was going 4 times a week, I had a lot more time on my hands.
The thing is, I'm going to have to up my game now because I got drunk.
Right.
And I was on the phone to Ben, the boy.
Okay.
Who's had a lot of mentions today.
Yeah,
and he was like, shout out to Ben, whoop whoop. And he was like, I want to run a marathon.
He said that?
He said it.
What? Why did he say that? What's he thinking?
Well, he used to do a lot of long distance running. Okay. And he thinks he's like got out of shape and stuff now, which I disagree. But yeah, we do drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of curry. And he was like, I'm going to run a marathon. And I was like, don't be ridiculous. You could maybe run a half marathon. Like, that could be feasible.
Okay,
and that'd be good challenge and fun. So, oh yeah, let's do it. And then he kind of got me all geared up, like, I could do this, I can train. And I signed up and have paid to do the Brighton Half Marathon next year.
13 miles.
13 miles.
Right, and you've run 6 kilometres.
And I
that's your maximum.
I honestly nearly cried.
So that's...
I properly nearly cried.
Was it 8 kilometres or 6?
I ran 8.
8. So you're looking at about 5.5, 6 miles. That's what you've done. That's your max.
That is my max. And also, my feet were in tatters.
Okay, like, blisters.
Oh, God. You have no idea. I had a blister that was... I'm not exaggerating. On the bottom of my foot, that was like the palm of my hand.
Really?
It was horrendous.
Can I see it?
Oh, it's gone now.
Oh, do you pop it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
You love it.
I do.
Oh, you're so rank.
That's the best bit about that pain is being able to pop it.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you like picking a scab?
But I love picking a scab.
Oh, no.
See, I'm now disappointed that I've grown out of scabs. When I was a schoolboy or like when I was playing football on AstroTurf I used to have such great evenings picking scabs.
Do you just fall over intentionally every now and again so you have the pleasure of a scab?
No, because they do hurt. Like grazing yourself on AstroTurf.
And you run the risk of it just being a graze.
Yeah, of course
you
do.
So all the pain and none of the scab pleasure.
Yeah.
Mate, you're twisted.
So you just described it as scab pleasure. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Your
scab pleasure.
Okay, spots as well. I love a spot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You never have spots.
Oh, yeah, I find them.
I don't understand. I don't really get that. You're very, like, you don't go to the gym, you say, and you're not, like, fat, like...
Yeah, but I wouldn't say...
Do you,
I
like, not eat much?
I wouldn't say I'm in shape. I wouldn't say so.
You're probably more in shape than me, and I actually try and go to the gym. Although, actually, in that song, I did just eat a massive donut that was about the size of my face.
Whereas I only had half a donut.
So there's the reason. But,
before you arrived, I had pizza and beans.
Hang on. Are we talking beans on pizza? Are we talking dipping crust in beans?
So I've got two of those, like, you know those deep dish Chicago Town ones?
Can't believe we're having this conversation, yeah.
Why? We've talked about gym. Let me talk about what I want to talk about for a bit. Is that not all right?
There you go.
I love Chicago Town pizzas.
Yeah, me too. I actually really do.
Okay, so I've come to Foo Bar HQ.
Yeah.
And I want to have my meal.
Yep.
Because I don't like eating at 9 o'clock when I get home.
No, sensible.
No time for that.
Sensible.
So I have an early evening meal before we come to air.
I mean, you could have saved me a Chicago Town pizza, but it's fine.
I didn't realise.
Did give me a donut, though.
Yes, I did, yeah.
So
that was bought with my own money as well.
Was that actually?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No, I didn't.
Oh, such a lie.
Left by James Acaster.
Thanks, James Acaster. Oh, James Acaster.
Anyway, he's back 4 o'clock next Sunday.
Love that, man.
In fact, I don't think he is. He thinks he's off next week.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's off.
Oh, but I didn't get to see him today.
Yeah, but it's a bank holiday weekend.
And he had Matthew Crosby in. I massively fancy both of them.
Do we have to do this? I was talking about my guilty pleasure.
Oh, go on then.
Of Chicago Town.
I feel no guilt about fancying Matthew Crosby and James Acaster. No guilt there.
All right.
Carry on. Chicago Town pizza. Where are the beans coming into this?
So the beans are kind of like on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would tend to dip the crust more into the beans than the actual pizza itself because
yes.
I feel like you're wasting the flavour of the pepperoni and the mozzarella.
And the tomato. The pizza has tomato itself.
Yeah, of course.
You don't need to add the crappy beans tomato.
No, I tend to have beans with everything.
Oh, my
so
God.
So yesterday I did sausage sandwiches when I got up.
Yeah.
Beans on the side.
I mean, that's more understandable.
Okay. Because that's like breakfast
food,
isn't it?
What is going through your mind when you're like, oh, pizza, lovely. Two Chicago Towns,
yeah.
Which you know you can't have one. That's pointless. You have to have two. Three's too many.
Well, no, because two come in a box. So
two come in a box.
Something fair, yeah.
They, you know, they're not.
It'd be silly.
And
yeah.
Anybody that's buying that is probably eating alone.
Hello.
Where are the beans? Like, what is the thought process? Like, oh, I'll have some beans with that.
Baked
I never
beans
eat beans. I only have beans with a fry up.
I've penned a song about beans. Seriously, this is because yesterday not only did I have beans with sausage sandwiches.
Yep.
I then cut a tin of beans to go with my fish and chips and curry sauce.
Okay, I can see that. And curry sauce.
Well, no, I got curry sauce from the shop, from the chippy.
Yeah.
And then I thought, that sauce ain't going to do. I need some more juicy goodness. Tin of beans.
Yeah.
Whilst those beans were cooking, my flatmate said, beans as well? And I said, if you like it, then you better put some beans with it. If you like it, then you better put some beans with it. Oh. And I'm going to carry that mantra on now. So today, beans and my pizza as well.
You're going to have... can you do like a beans challenge? See how many meals in a row you can eat beans for?
No, that's not a challenge for me. Baked beans are my favourite food.
No, they're not. You did not just say that baked beans are my favourite food.
They go with everything.
For goodness sake.
I don't
eat... Is a Fanta your favourite drink?
Fanta?
Yeah. Never made that up.
I like lemon Fanta. That would be my favourite drink, yeah.
Fanta's your favourite drink.
Not orange Fanta.
Not orange. No,
lemon
sorry.
Fanta, yeah. It's the taste of summer. Isn't it?
We've done so much product placement today. We should be getting paid for this.
We should be getting paid
Fanta,
for
Fanta, Chicago Town.
But that's the good thing about football. We can come on and say, you know, Dr. Roetker pizzas are rubbish, but Chicago Town
we've
ones
are been good. Given the opportunity to literally talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
And we've just had the hour-long conversation that we just had.
Yeah.
We haven't done anything. We haven't done us, but we haven't done itinerary, we haven't done sports report.
Oh yeah, we've got to do a sports report.
Around the world in 80 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to do that later on.
I've got to call someone up and talk about Shaggy.
Yes.
We've got so much and we've literally, it's been an hour.
Okay, well, we'll play record and come back and actually
we'll
do the show.
We'll get our shit together.
Yeah, because we've only got an hour and 7 minutes left now. And by the time this finishes, it's going to be like an hour and 3 minutes.
God.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Play this. No Justice. Astronauts. Etc. Full stop. One of Lucy's picks. Sam and Lucy with you till 8 o'clock this evening.
DJ Fresh and Adam F to this proper Sunday evening music. This I think we should have left DJ Fresh on Friday night, and we could play this. This is perfect for a Sunday.
I'm glad you let me play this, because I sent this to you. It's a bit of a long shot.
Oh, it's good.
Because I was like, oh, it's going to be a bit too slow and quiet for him. But listen to that.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very unoffensive and hard not to like.
You can't, yeah.
No Justice by Astronauts Etc.
Great new indie track. Love it.
Like that?
Love it.
I believe that was only uploaded to YouTube about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, you are hot on the pulse of new music.
Thank you very much. Please make an effort for you all.
There's been a new music festival going on in Brighton this weekend. Aware of it?
What's it called?
Great Escape.
Yeah, my friends are there.
Okay.
Going around.
Have you seen any music?
No. I've been busy. I've been doing my dissertation, mate.
Okay.
Because everyone else...
That was handed on Thursday.
That was Thursday, and then I had to go down for the wedding Friday morning.
Okay, so you have missed it all. I think it started Thursday.
Yeah. I could have gone Thursday night. Oh, is your flatmate go? They're liking it.
Yeah, I think they did just Thursday night into Friday.
Yeah.
And they did go to see some
music,
yeah.
I've heard good things, though. Like, people that aren't aware of it, it's basically loads and loads of venues across Brighton. And Brighton's actually really small. So it's like really intimate and everything, and there's loads of pop-up venues like in like really odd weird places and stuff, some like underground and in churches and in behind clubs, and it's all very cool. It looks great. I haven't been to a single thing though.
And I think it's where like loads of people from labels head to try and find the new up and coming artists.
Yes, that's the idea.
Anybody cool is descending on Brighton this weekend.
And also it's the Brighton Fringe, so comedy, theatre, etc. massively on at the moment.
Really? Big weekend for Brighton.
Big weekend for Brighton, and I haven't even been there. I've been in the Cotswolds.
Yeah, but you had a great time.
I did have a great time. It was worth it.
You know, you and your boyfriend telling each other how much you don't want to get married.
Aww,
what could be more special than that?
So romantic.
It is romantic in its really weird way.
Weird, unromantic way.
I stand by it. So there's something romantic about that. You both agreeing on the dance floor. A wedding. That's cool.
At least we've got one thing in common.
Exactly.
That's something.
Have you not got much else in common?
We're both like wine and trumpets.
Wine?
Mm-hmm.
He's a wine drinker.
He works in wine.
What do you mean? What, does he?
Do you know that?
What jobs is he in? Wine?
Selling wine, obviously.
Right, so tell me, right, what's he do day to day? I want to know about his job. It does sound like a good gig.
He sells wine to companies and
like
stuff.
Bargain booze.
No. Like, well, no, they do a bit of that, but it's mainly nice wine. Like, he's a like connoisseur. He knows all his different wines and like what to have with what. And
oh, now I
like,
see the
all
attraction.
The different grapes and
oh, so he that's how he's pulled Luciana Gray.
Yeah, he works in wine. He plays the trumpet.
Does
that's
he,
all it
does
takes
he, like,
to get
smell
to my heart.
Wine. Swill it
well,
in the glass.
This is what I like. He knows all the stuff, but he's not really poncy about it. Like, he doesn't do all the unnecessary.
He just wants to get pissed.
Yep.
Okay.
Up all night to get pissed.
So I think you've just grasped him into his boss.
He's really good at his job, and he knows all the wines, the red ones,
okay,
the white ones.
Is he drinking wine daily, would you say?
No.
Because some people do that, but like unprofessionally, don't they? But
he doesn't. I wouldn't say he drinks wine every day. They have got a tasting counter there, and whenever I go in, I have some booze.
Okay, and would you know, put yourself in the connoisseur bracket?
I would say perhaps more than most 21-year-olds. Yeah.
Okay. You're a budding wine connoisseur.
I maybe not quite. I could be. Okay. A little bit more effort. I know my South African wines quite well.
You've just finished uni, handed in dissertation.
Yeah.
Time to make a career decision.
Maybe I should go into wine.
Yeah.
Free wine.
Why not? You've got a connection.
Yeah.
I can see you selling wine.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a glass of water there. Sell it to me as if it's white wine.
Hang on. Right, so here's my glass of water. I'm going to
Yeah, but it's for the sake of this little bit we're doing, it's wine.
This is
white wine.
Very, very see-through wine. And the more see-through it is, that means the older it is. And the older it is, the better it is. And if you just take a little and let it sit on your tongue there, yeah, that's good. You should buy it.
No, you've not won me over there. It was just an excuse for you to take a sip of it, wasn't it?
Was that not... Oh, it's so yummy. And I don't even have a headache the next day. You should buy it.
See, I think for a lot of people, that's the selling point, isn't it?
I know, right? I know how to get the people, because they'll be like, oh, it's made with a blend of grapes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
None of that.
All
just
I'm
be
thinking,
like, you can get pissed off it really quickly and you don't get a hangover.
Perfect.
Magic juice.
Can I mix it with other drinks? That's all I want to know.
Why not? Put some vodka in it. Lovely.
No, not. I can't ask.
No, is that no?
No, I think we're broadcasting on a radio station. We've got a duty to not say things like that.
I think you should mix wine with vodka. It makes for a great night out.
Really?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You ready for your sports report?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we've got to get out of this quickly. We've gone down like an avenue that we shouldn't have.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's do sport! One is all about football, which I was told yesterday is the most popular sport in the country.
Fact!
City, it doesn't say what city, it could be Norwich, it could be Brighton.
Stoke!
Win 4-2 against Swansea, they've specified that place, to strengthen their hold on second place in the Premier League. I couldn't give a stuff if they're second. Theo Walcott, I think he's still a child, came off the bench to score a late equaliser to earn Arsenal a 1-1 draw with Man U. Now, didn't Man U score an own goal? Or have I made that up?
Why? Where
well,
have
that's
you got
what
that
I'm
from?
Saying. I don't know.
It was kind of an own goal, yeah.
Saying officially, you heard it here first, folks. Man U scored an own goal. Theo Walcott scored the other one. What a bunch of pillocks. Shush, Sam. Bristol Rovers... Bristol Rovers? What? I couldn't care less. I care less about Bristol Rovers in Grimsby than I do care about City being second place. But anyway, Rovers returned to the Football League by beating Grimsby on penalties.
That's not a pun there. Wasn't a coronation pun.
Oh, God, I don't even care. I have no... Oh, more
Rovers
football.
Rovers return.
Shut. Yeah, well done. Well done, Sam. Italian football, something I know even less about. Barcelona, right, can win the La Liga title today if they beat Atletico Madrid. I mean, someone's written down here, updates later. I'm not going to. In tennis, Novak Djokovic, right, genuinely, this annoys me. Right, tennis, it's written down here. Novak Djokovic wins fourth Italy again. I'm not there, don't care. Open by beating Roger Federer in a straight sets in Rome. Lots to say about this.
Okay, I want to hear it. We've still
First
got 20
thing,
seconds of the bed.
Straight sets. Don't know what that is.
Okay.
Secondly, it's always Djokovic and Federer. It's boring. Get some fresh blood in there. Chuck a lion in the court. Finally, netball, everyone's favourite sport. England have won netball Europe Championship 64-22. Oh my God, they beat Northern Ireland by that much. That was your sports report. Thanks.
A good sports report today. I'm going to have to pick you up on one thing, though.
64-22. Yeah, I used to play netball. That's massive.
Is it?
That's huge.
Right, so what sort of scores were you getting?
22, that sounds like...
Well, you get 2 points for a basket, don't you, or whatever it's called, for a net.
Do you?
I think you get 2 points, yeah. 1 point if it's like a free shot, am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. But still, 22, that, like, I mean, I was more of a hockey football person. But 22 seems reasonable to
me. That's 11 on a very small court. Where, and these,
but
these,
64, Sam?
Yeah, those ladies are like the best.
That's 32.
Yeah.
That's at least.
And how long are the sections? You play 3/3, am I right?
You know what? Saying all of this has made me realise I can't remember a thing about netball.
Okay.
I can remember like the positions. I did a pub quiz the other day and you have to name all the netball positions.
I think I could do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Centre.
Yeah, one.
Goal defence.
Yeah, two.
Goal attack.
Yeah.
Wing attack.
Yeah.
I guess then wing defence.
Yes.
So, what am I missing, then?
Two?
Yep.
I had a row with someone in the pub about
goal
this.
Shooter.
Yep.
Goalkeeper.
Yep.
Yes.
Someone was like, there is no goalkeeper. You just have goal defence, wing defence. And I got so angry about it. Because you know in a pub quiz mentality, mm-hmm. you go a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't, like, the prize, even if you did win that 1 point, if that did make a difference, the prize is like, averages out being like £3 each. It does not matter at all. But they were like, no, there's no goalkeeper in netball. I'm pretty sure it's called something else. And I got so angry, I genuinely, like, had to have a moment and calm down. I was like, no, Lucy, this doesn't matter.
Can you just get your phone out and Google it?
No, Sam! No!
No, because.
You are the people I hate! You, people who sit there picking their scabs, looking at Google, and what's it called, that, where you hold the thing up to the music and it tells you what the song is?
It's a great app, Shazam.
Shazam, I hate you. Shazammers
Why?
Should not be allowed.
Why?
First of all, cheating.
What, Shazamming a song is not cheating?
In a pub quiz.
Oh no, I'm not doing it in a pub quiz. I'm doing because they ain't playing any music
alike.
Okay,
fine. Outside of pub quiz world, Shazams are annoying. The whole fun has been taken out of, like, oh, what's that song? I know that, I know that. And then the satisfaction of later going, oh my God, it's that.
Yeah, but I never do that because I know every song.
Well, why are you Shazamming stuff then if you know every song?
No, there's some songs I don't know. But if at a pub quiz, if a song came on, I guarantee I would get it.
But at this wedding last night, so it was in the middle of nowhere, and it was actually really nice because we couldn't remember a word for something, and we were all sitting there going, oh, God, what is it
called? The guy who marries the woman, what do you call him?
Exactly.
Ah.
All of that stuff.
Right.
No Google, no 3G, no nothing. So we were sort of talking to other people, and someone overheard us, and they're like, oh, it's called that. And we're like, ah, oh. See?
So you're nicer. Bonded.
Bonding.
Okay, can you tell us what it is? Or is it rude? Is it not for the radio?
I've forgotten.
Okay.
I've forgotten it again, hilariously. It's when you...
Drink too much wine.
...hear music and you see colours.
Oh, wow.
It's a condition. It's like senso... Oh, God, how have I forgotten again? This is what it was like last night.
My flatmate did a uni project on just that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to... I haven't
What's
listened
it
to it.
So it's that senso...
Yeah, I wouldn't know. No idea.
No.
I've got another sports report coming up because I want to know more about that, the Italian championship, the Italian game between Barcelona and Atletico Madrid.
Hey, La Liga de football.
So you know your brother went on his start to do to Madrid?
Yeah.
Where did he fly to?
Mm.
Madrid?
I assume so.
In which country?
What? Spain?
Okay.
Why are you asking me that?
Well, just because I'm interested in the Barcelona... Atletico Madrid game is an Italian game now. It's just odd. Have you worked out your mistake yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like the comedy, you know, the sports do it wrong.
Oh, really? So that was all a bit?
It was a bit.
Okay. No, it wasn't, was it? It wasn't a bit.
Of course it wasn't a bit. I was just reading a piece of paper. Did you put that there on purpose?
It doesn't say anything about Italy.
La Liga. Oh, yeah, it's just because it says... Oh, yeah.
League attack. For God's sake, right, I'll have my
hell.
Around the World in 8 Seconds
my
next.
My God, am I still drunk?
I think so.
Oh. Can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe. Can't think, can't. Everything getting harder to find. Everybody jumping out of their mind. Everybody going out of their skin. See, we get to the end, but that's where we begin. You feel it? Mannequins, and we breaking the mold. Breaking out, and we breaking the codes. Similar to the jack who stole. To the depths, and you're wet, so you take explosive. So get it out. Send your body to flight. Everybody got a target tonight. Everybody come along for the ride. All you studs and your duds and your ladies is fly. Grip the moment like you're gripping the earth. Feel a weight, and you're feeling the girth. Now you get it, now you're feeling your worth. Fitness how you used to make when everything used to hurt. It goes, oh! No time to rest. Just do your best. What you hear is not a test. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you go. Hello, gotta make it on time. Brightest star gonna be the guide. Gotta get you to the other side. To where the butterflies and where the peace resides. The first 5 minutes for the 15 of fame. 5 seconds for you saying my name. I'm deadly sharp shooting the game. Gonna hit you in the soul, executioner's aim. Get together and we building a fire. Clear smoke and it's taking us higher. Hands up, everyone is one. If you see yourself making it, you see in the sun. Metropolis on the edge of control. They take our money but they won't take our soul. Fuck that, ain't gonna do it no more. Won't do what we told and we ain't gonna fold. We go low. No time to rest. To make you, we're only here to make you. We're only here to make you. We're only here to make you go, go, go,
Can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe. Can't think, can't sleep, can't breathe. Everybody jumping out of their mind. Everybody going out of their skins. Everybody jumping out of their mind. Everybody going out of their skins.
The Chems, they are back. Q-Tip on that one, it's called Go. Lucy loved it.
Yep, that was literally the best song I've ever heard.
Yeah, you like Chemical Brothers?
I hated that.
No? Okay.
That was one of the worst songs we've ever played on here.
I'm Glastonbury this year, Chemical Brothers.
Oh, great.
For anybody who's got a ticket.
Yep.
Myself.
You've got a ticket, you're going to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yes, you're lucky me.
I'm going to the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, what are the Chemical Brothers be there?
I blooming well hope not.
Okay. James Acaster will, though, I'm sure.
James Acaster.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. I had one of James Acaster's donuts. Ah, that's so cool. That's going in the Lucy diary.
I think they're actually James Acaster's guests' donuts.
They're Matthew Crosby's donuts.
Yeah, Matthew Crosby bought those donuts in.
That's, oh, God. I don't even know which is cooler, James Acaster and Matthew Crosby donuts.
Well, I think James Acaster will have consumed those donuts.
Yeah.
But Matthew Crosby provided them.
I touched the donut that touched the donut that touched James Acaster and or Matthew Crosby.
In their mouth as well.
Whoa now.
Yeah.
Let's
is that a bit
down.
Much? I mean, it's hot in here
it's
already.
It's pretty warm in here and I don't want to open the window because it's noisy, so...
Okay, I'll...
Let's keep this talk down to a low.
Should we cool things down with some news?
Oh, yeah, that's something that'll cool anything down.
You ready?
Yeah, 8 seconds gone, mate.
Can you hear me rustling my paper?
Like a news reporter.
Like a news reporter. It's not 10 o'clock though, it's 14 minutes past 7. And we'll start in Nigeria, where a restaurant has reportedly been shut down after allegations it was serving human flesh to customers. Visitors to the hotel restaurant in the city of Anambra notified police that there were rumours that human meat was being given to customers. A police raid confirmed the rumours. You can read up on this, it gets very gory. In Japan, a hotel has begun to offer rooms for women to cry in. The Mitsu Garden Yotsuya Hotel offers rooms which are specifically aimed at women with tissues, tearjerker films and makeup remover. I believe they're open to both men and women, but they're all dressed up for women. Because, you know... It's 2015.
Because men can't cry.
In Thailand, a man has been caught on CCTV attempting to have sex with a Porsche Boxster, as in a Porsche car.
Where was he? Carry on.
The car copulator is seen checking to make sure nobody is around him in the garage before opening his fly, kneeling down and rubbing himself on the white supercar. That was Around the World in 80 seconds. I'm Sam Hutt. More news at 10.
Where to start?
Yeah, I've also got another bonus story, should we need to get to it.
Okay, right. Let's work backwards.
Okay, we'll work backwards.
Car shagger. So he was rubbing up against it. He wasn't putting himself in the hole.
Well, it wasn't in the exhaust. He was kind of like the front grill I've seen in the picture.
Petrol, where you put the fuel in.
Open the fuel cap.
Yeah.
Okay. He was, can you put like a front grill of a car?
Uh-huh.
Particularly sports cars, they would have a nice grill.
Have you watched the video?
I've seen a picture.
Well,
CCTV pictures.
Oh.
You can't see his, you know what, you can just see what he's doing. You can get like
penis.
A back view. No, you can't see it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't see his penis.
Penis.
You can't see his piece.
Penis.
that word is banned from the show.
No, it's not. Penis.
Stop it.
For goodness sake. Right, what was the one before? Japan, crying ladies' rooms. I mean, just for crying people, I quite like that. Because when you are in public and if something has, like you had a shock or something's happened, and you just have that immediate,
Yeah.
Especially if it's something a bit embarrassing. Like, it's not like you haven't had that bad news. Like, you've just had a really frustrating row or day, and you're just walking along, especially if you're on the underground. And I've had that before, where my eyes just start running up. And I'm like, oh, God, this is so bad. If I could just get off the tube, go into a room, makeup removers, I quite like that.
See, I thought you'd hate that story, because obviously it's kind of got, like, sexist connotations.
I mean, it is sexist, mm-hmm. but I that's why they should be just crying room for people.
The bit I don't mind about this story is, to be honest, if those rooms are specifically aimed at women,
right,
that would appeal to me, wouldn't it? Like, I love tearjerker films.
Yeah.
Tissues, I mean, they appeal to everybody, don't they?
Everybody loves a Kleenex.
Exactly, they're perfect for, you know,
more product placement, yeah.
Wiping your nose. I mean, I don't really need a makeup remover.
Like, you don't wear makeup,
they can keep
do you?
That. No, but I don't mind that being in the room. Like, I'm not going to be offended by makeup
remover. But this is what I'm saying, we'll just have rooms, like, okay. Non-gender-specific rooms. That we can go to and cry.
No, I think it should be provided television. Like, at the moment, Saturday night, my front room, mm-hmm. come 9 o'clock, because I don't watch Britain's Got Talent live. I watch it on Plus One.
Oh, right.
And that's always my crying time.
What, Britain's Got Talent? Because it's so bleak?
No, it's not bleak. It's the best thing on British television.
Britain's Got... Are you claiming... Right, your favourite food is baked beans.
Yeah.
Your favourite drink is Fanta Lemon.
Fanta Lemon, yeah.
And your favourite TV show is Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, I like on Plus One.
How have we ended up on a show together?
Why?
We could not... This is... You're mad.
Have you seen Britain's Got More Talent? Because that's even better.
No, what is it? Is it people with even more talent?
No, you get the less talented ones, but that's why it's sometimes better. Yeah, and Stephen Mulhern. You know,
God!
Yeah, and you know how I feel about him.
Do you think you love Stephen Mulhern more than I love James Acaster?
They're both very talented, but I think Stephen Mulhern is extremely underrated, and that's why I like him. I like an underdog.
Right, and I don't think Acaster's as famous as he should be.
Okay.
Not that fame equates to success and talent.
Of course it doesn't.
But in the comedy world, I feel like, you know.
It certainly equates to moolah, doesn't it?
His name should be even bigger than it already is. I think my love for Acast is greater than yours for Mulhern. I think you want to be Mulhern. I don't think
you love him.
I think you want to be him. I don't want to be Acaster. I just want to be near him.
Well, no, because I don't think... If you were to say to me, Sam,
yeah.
What is your ideal job? I don't think I'd be like, oh, I want to be on the Britain's Got Talent spin-off show on ITV2.
Really?
You
wouldn't say no to it, would you?
I wouldn't turn it down.
I wouldn't turn it down. I'd do it.
I think everybody would say yes to that gig. Like, yeah. My dad, he's an engineer, and yeah. He's doing quite well at it. But I think if someone was to say to him, right, what would you rather be doing? Getting up at 6 o'clock every morning, or going and meet some bloke who's just danced with some two dogs,
yeah.
And having a laugh with Ant and Dec, he's going to say, all right, I'll have the ITV2 show, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound good. ITV2, is that what's on?
Yeah.
I'll catch it, I'll see if it's any good. So the first story,
yes.
Was the gruesome, I'm worried this is going to go serious.
Yeah, I have really kind of toned that story down.
They were serving human flesh,
yeah.
In this restaurant in Nigeria.
Yeah, and I think that's as far as we can go. Because... I always, with these stories, go to the weird news sections of news websites.
Yep.
And
thorough
initially,
research.
When I read the story, well, the headline, restaurant in Nigeria shut down after allegedly serving human flesh.
Yeah.
And it's in the weird news section. I thought, oh yeah, what's going to be a funny story?
Yeah.
It probably isn't going to be human flesh. It'll be some other...
It'll be something weird and like...
Exactly.
But not disgusting.
And
disgusting.
People have just thought it was human.
It'll be like rat meat or something and you'll be like, oh, that's gross.
However, this story is
it's
disgusting.
It's actually serving human flesh.
I think we just leave it. There's nothing funny about that.
Can you show me the link?
Well, you can Google it yourself.
Okay. I don't want to Google it on my computer.
Why?
I don't know, in case traces of that. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
If I died tomorrow and they looked at my history...
And they saw
I'd been going, like, what restaurants serve human flesh?
They think that you've kind of cut yourself up and made
they
yourself a nice roast dinner?
They think I was mental, that's what.
Okay. Do they do that every time somebody dies, they check their internet history?
I don't know, but that's always my worry. That's something I worry about.
Why? What are you on your internet history that you're
worried
about?
I don't know, but you know when you search weird... Right, okay. So the other day...
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with my friend because she's doing biology and we were talking about insect genitalia.
Okay.
The clasper is what the male, the like insect penis is called, by the way.
What? Every insect has got a what? A clasper.
A clasper is the penis, and then the female has an equivalent of a cloaca.
What's that?
You don't know what a cloaca is?
No.
Oh, God, this is like my specialist subject.
Okay.
It's like, and I don't know why, I know loads about it. It's basically like birds have a cloaca, and it's where everything comes out. So, like, sex, wee, poo,
right,
one
okay.
hole.
Right, okay.
Instead of having...
Yeah, multiple.
Yep.
Which,
and that's
I guess
what insects
have.
Yeah, we have multiple. We have three holes. Well, I have three holes.
Do you?
Yeah. You have two.
Okay.
The urethra, the vagina, and the
anus.
We
don't have to go into detail. We don't.
Your little face.
That's enough for me.
Which of those three words disturbs you most? Urethra. Vagina. Anus.
Don't like any of them.
Don't like any of them.
Hate them all.
Okay. Well, insects have a cloaca. Yep, you like a cloaca.
It sounds like it's much more less
offensive.
And you
offensive. Like a clasper. Which actually, they sound like really posh upper class children. Clasper! Cloaca!
Yeah, that's what I think of cloaca.
were you just calling someone or?
No, that's what I thought of it.
Right, good. Yeah. Why was I talking about this?
Don't know.
There was a reason.
Yeah, you said it's your specialist subject.
Oh, I've completely forgotten why I started talking about this.
Okay. I'll forget it then.
Like, it's literally... Why was I talking about insect penis? There was a reason. Right, yes, Google history. If I die tomorrow,
okay.
Ding, I've got it. If I die tomorrow, right, there's like weird stuff. So then we start talking about animal genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, hyenas give, they the animal that has the most painful birth, they give birth out of their clitoris.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's a very sensitive part of the body.
So you don't want to be giving birth out of that?
No.
And then I don't know how we got onto it, but... Basically, my friend, it was in the context of the conversation, said, Google sheep penis.
Okay.
Imagine if I died and I was thinking, oh, God, if they go, like, look at my search engine history and it's, like, a load of animal penises.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me look mental.
Yeah.
Like, because they'll be like, oh, were you looking at it on your own? But then if I open up a private browser and do that, that's weirder, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no trace if you do
private
browser.
Because then
it's, like,
something I've got to hide.
Well, you've got to choose, haven't you?
Got to make the choice.
You've got to make a choice. Do you want to leave a trail, or do you want to feel the guilt of having to open an incognito window for the sake of an insect penis?
I feel like we should leave this.
Why?
Because, I mean, you're not comfortable when I use words like vagina and clitoris and labia, and ovaries. You don't like any of that, do you?
Hate it.
Yeah.
With a passion.
Well, what would you rather talk about?
Well, at some point I want to get to Waxing Lyrical.
I think we should tease up a bit of Waxing Lyrical now.
Okay.
Let the people know what's going on.
We've talked about your wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
Of which your boyfriend's the best man.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you still have a boyfriend.
After last week when I called him up.
Yes.
On Waxing Lyrical, where we say the lyrics to a song on the phone to someone, they have no idea. So it all kicked off with Sam calling his mum, doing Omi Cheerleader.
Yes.
She had no idea the whole time.
No, she didn't.
It was fantastic. Last week, I left a voicemail to my boyfriend doing Taylor Swift, We Will Never, Ever, Ever, Ever Get Back Together, or whatever it's called.
We
will never, ever, ever. But I didn't sing it. I said it really seriously. I used my acting skills. Thank you very much. And he told me, I spoke to him about it. He listened to the voicemail and genuinely for the first few seconds, he was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because listen back to last week, I did a very good job. But then at the end, he was like, hang on a minute, this is Swifty. I know what's going on here.
Okay.
And because I failed...
Yes, you did fail.
I failed because he did not... Doing a voicemail is not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not as much pressure.
So I've been challenged to do it again this week, and I've got two friends lined up. They have no idea this is going on, obviously, because
okay.
That defeats the object. I've got two friends lined up in case one doesn't answer.
Perfect.
And Sam, do you want to tell the people what song we're doing?
I can't remember, did we feel this on air last week?
Or do you want to wait?
No, I think we do it now. And they'll play record.
Yeah.
And we'll do it on the other side.
Yeah.
But it was a song in the 90s, big song in the 90s. In fact, we should play it as a 90s.
Is it naughty or 90s?
No, it's noughties.
Noughties.
I've decided to say 90s.
This is a very naughty noughties tune.
This is a very naughty noughties tune. The song is all about adultery, isn't it?
Da, da, da.
We did adultery on the counter.
Was me.
We did adultery on the sofa.
It was me.
We did some adultery on the bathroom floor.
It wasn't me.
With my next door neighbour, there was some adultery.
Oh, no.
Wasn't me. And then we did adultery in the McDonald's car park.
Yummy yum.
And more adultery in Aldi.
Not so yum.
And there's some more adultery in the car park.
That's dirty.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but you know what someone's talking about. Shaggy, it wasn't
Yay.
Me.
And I'm going to call up one of my friends. One's called Lucy, and it's not me. And the other's called Jack. As far as I'm aware, they do not listen to this show.
Okay.
And they don't really pay attention to my life.
Okay.
But they are very good friends. So they
Perfect.
Are people I would call and be like, yep. oh my God, I've cheated on Ben and he's caught me.
We did some adultery on the sofa.
It was me.
Okay.
They are the people I would call, but would not necessarily be like, but you're on air, Lucy. I know you're on okay. air. We were just talking half an hour ago.
We can leave less of a trace this time as well, because if you got your phone with you,
mm-hmm.
we'll call them off your actual phone.
Nice.
So they'll pick up the phone and be like, hey, Luce.
How you doing?
And you can be like, not good. I did some adultery.
Yep. And I mean, last week I got in like 17 lyrics, and I think this week I'm going to get in a lot.
You've got lyrics there in front of you. I've seen you asterisks in.
I've got some notes. I've changed all the she's to he's.
Perfect.
Just so I don't slip up.
Ben is a man, isn't he?
Girls to guy. Because, you know, I don't want to slip up there because I'll be like, why? Hang on. Ben's a girl?
Can I just ask?
Yes.
I think this is where we should leave it for a play record. What is the gender going to be of the person of which you've done the adultery with?
Ooh. You decide.
Okay.
Because I'm not fussed either way.
Okay. Which is more believable?
It's more believable, actually, probably for both of them, if it's the guy.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We could do that. You want to name him?
The guy should... Right, this should I, like, use a name of someone I actually know? Or should I use a fake name?
A mutual friend. Between you and them. Would that make it believable? I don't know.
I mean,
is it easy just to say a guy from uni? Because you've just handed in your dissertation. I'm sure those drinks involved on Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could have one drink too many from the guy, you know, you have that seminar
let's
with.
Let's make up a name. Give me a name.
Well, I know where you go to uni, so I'm thinking you go to uni people like Giles.
Giles? I go to Sussex. I don't go to Oxford.
Okay. Was that a bit too far?
That's way too posh. Sussex isn't that posh.
Yeah, it's quite smart, though. People knew Giles go to my uni.
That's, no. I mean, that makes me feel quite good.
Okay.
That you think that about Sussex, because that's not our rep.
Okay, well...
Our rep is more people called, like, I don't know, Cosmo.
Really?
And, like...
That's an actual name?
Like, you know, Rain and Happiness and, you know, we've got a lot of names like that.
Rain?
Yeah.
Really?
I like that name.
It's a weather. It's not a name, is it?
It's a weather name. I think it's a lovely name.
Happiness?
But then
name
most
as well?
People are called, like, you know, Lucy and Sam and Tom and John and Jack.
Okay. Preferably we wouldn't go with Sam. Because I just think it'll throw everybody off.
It will get confusing.
It will get confusing.
And best not go for Ben either, then.
No, because, you know, Ben is already involved in the story. We already have a character called Ben.
I mean, we need a generic boy name, then.
Not Jack, because we might be calling Jack.
Not Jack.
Tom. Yeah?
Tom's good.
Yeah, you know some good-looking Toms?
I mean, if I say yes, I'm in trouble with Ben. If I say no, I'm insulting all my friends called Tom. So, I'm going to go with I don't know.
Okay. Right. Waxing Lyrical coming next on the other side of this. Kendrick Lamar. It's called King Coot. Oh, God. King Kunta. I mean, that's just awful, isn't it?
Sorry, what's it called, Sam?
King Kunta.
King Kunta.
I don't think that's its actual name, but that's...
I think someone's what King Kunta.
That's what it says in the system, but I'm sure that's not the name of the song.
You're a King Kunta.
Right, before we play, I'm going to check that now.
Oh, just play it and we'll tell him after.
No, I can't.
You can't play King Kunta.
I can't. You know how much I hate swearing.
Let me look at the screen. Hang on. Right.
That's what it says there, doesn't it?
It proper says King Kunta. I've never heard of the song.
I've heard this song on, like, radio stations where they're not allowed to swear. So it can't
yeah,
be called
Kunta
that.
Yeah, Kunta isn't a swear word.
Yeah, King Kunta. That's what it's called.
Is it Kunta?
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar's been well naughty.
What a King Kunta.
I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking?
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes, we can. Oh yes, we can.
I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh no.
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking ball.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Goat mouth mammy fucker.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run from here when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit, but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Limitin' it with the gold play. Straight from the bottom, it's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was walking.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
We want the funk. Can we just be clear about that, Lucy? We want the funk.
The funk.
The funk.
King Kunta.
We want the funk!
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta. An awfully named song that goes on about wanting the funk all the time.
Anyway. I can't believe you chose that. You're the most, like, PG person ever.
Yeah, but I love Kendrick.
Mm.
And his last song was not as sweary as that.
That was very sweary.
Yeah, that was a bit much, wasn't
it? That was even sweary for me.
Yeah, I kind of wish I hadn't picked that one, to be fair.
Too late now, you just played it.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Cut it out of the podcast.
I'm sorry for everybody who heard that and was offended by Kendrick Lamar's lyrics. I didn't pen them, he did. Not my fault.
You played it.
Yeah.
You gave it the publicity.
I did.
More just... people are listening to it now because of you, Sam.
Sorry.
Should be.
No, but is it, like, it's getting played on every radio station.
Yeah. Do they play that on Radio 1? And all the big ones that are, like, normally... Like, cause we're allowed to play what we like because we're cool, we're FUBAR.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other stations that have, like, stupid rules and stuff.
Yeah, but they're not playing that version. They're playing some kind of radio edit.
It's the whole thing, like, we want the...
We want the funk.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's what... That even the bad version says we want the funk.
Okay.
Nothing else. Nothing rude.
Well, that entire song.
Yes.
I was getting the first half of it.
Yeah.
I was getting excited for Waxing Lyrical. And I was like, mate, this is going to be hilarious. I'm going to call him up and be like, oh, I cheated on my boyfriend, what to do? And then I'll be like, ha, punked.
Okay.
Then the second half of the song, I had some realization that this is going to be horrible. I kind of got it into my head that you were going to do it. Like, I know you're not.
I'm not doing it.
But in my head, I kind of just thought, oh, it'll be fun. We'll all be in this together.
Well, why?
We're not. This is just me putting myself on the line again, possibly ruining my relationships.
If it goes bad, just hang up.
So just hang up.
Yeah, I would say I would intervene, but the way we've got it set up, I don't think your friend at the end of the line is going to be able to hear me.
Okay.
You've only got yourself to help. Literally, you're relying on yourself to help yourself.
I feel a bit sick. I don't know if it's the donut or the nerves, though.
If you need saving, just maybe just like give me a hand signal and yeah. I can press play. We'll play Lunch Money Lewis Bills next. Okay.
Again, 2 weeks in a row.
Well, it's a tune.
All right, fine. Okay. No worries.
But you give me a hand signal and we'll just go to a song.
Yeah, okay.
Who are we calling,
right,
please?
Right, we're going to start off with my friend Lucy.
Right, okay. What's the relationship you and Lucy?
Old school friends.
Okay.
Very, very good friends.
Yeah, so good friends. You named yourselves the same name.
Exactly, we did that on purpose. Yeah, we went to school with each other for years, same class.
Save 7-year-olds turning up at the Deepole Centre saying, we want to call Lucy. What were you originally called?
That's what happened. Shanana. But... So, you know, a few weeks ago I said, like, oh, I went up to York for a big, messy 21st weekend.
Yes.
It was hers.
Okay.
So we're very good friends. However...
She lives in York.
She lives in York, and I'm not sure she listens... I mean, she's never talked to me about this show before.
Okay.
Ever.
Does she know you do it?
So I'm she knows I do it, but I'm assuming she doesn't listen because she's literally never mentioned it to me.
Okay, cool.
She knows my
other
half.
That's what we want to hear.
She's a big Ben fan.
She's a big fan of Ben.
The news of, you know...
I did some adultery on Ben.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
The news of that is going to really upset her.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I'm concerned about, radio-wise, is that she's going to want to do a long chat first. So, if
you're going to entertain her for a bit.
I'm going to have to try and get in as quick as I can.
Well, I reckon the only way with that is tears.
Okay.
Well, no, if you sound like you're crying...
Is this more of my acting? Can this go in my acting reel?
You're an actress.
Why not?
Okay.
I can give it a go.
Well, I feel like if you sound like you're sobbing,
yeah.
She's going to cut to the chase more.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You ready? Tell me when. I'm so nervous for this.
Oh my god.
Have you pressed call yet?
Really? No. Okay, I've pressed call. I'm absolutely terrified. Right, come on, call. Okay. Oh god. Oh god, Sam, what am I doing?
It's all with you now, Luce.
I hate you. I hate you.
I'm gonna stay quiet.
Okay. Oh god.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for 0780.
Try another
friend? We don't want to hear a number.
Don't
do
want to hear a number? Should we try another friend?
Or you can leave a message. Hang up for that.
Right,
no.
I've hung up.
We need a team meeting.
I think call someone else.
Okay.
Right, we're going to call my very good friend Jack.
What's the relationship with Jack?
University friend. Okay. We're drama friends.
And you don't have the same name, which is...
Different names, which is helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a good friend, but again... He never listens to this.
Okay, what's he think of Ben?
He really likes Ben.
Okay.
They've met quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So...
You'd rather speak to Jack than leave a message with Lucy?
I'd rather leave a message with Lucy, but you'll make me do something again next week if I do.
Well, there is that. And also, I worry about Lucy's...
I would much rather leave a message.
Okay.
I would much rather leave a message, because I'm worried Jack... Like, who knows what Jack's going to say?
Oh, is he like that?
Well... I know that, like, because I don't know, you know, right, okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
Lucy loves Ben. Like, right. I know that categorically, because she's got pissed and he's looked after her and stuff and, like...
Perfect.
Really good friends.
Yeah.
Jack and Ben are friends, but, you know, sometimes I've broken up with people in the past and I thought my friends loved them and I've broken up with them and they've been like, oh, thank God you broke up with them. And I'm like, what? You said you loved them. And now I'm terrified that they're going to be, like, say something nasty about Ben.
And you don't want that because this is only a bit for the show. You haven't actually done adultery with
I haven't
Ben.
Done any adultery. I haven't done any, like, in the shower.
Adultery.
It actually wasn't me.
Okay. All right, then. We'll try Lucy again. If she picks up, obviously we roll with it.
If not, I'll leave a message.
And I'll dip the fader when it rings up, tells her phone number.
All right. Call Lucy again. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Ready when you are.
Okay, it's ringing. Well, hang on. It's calling mobile.
That's the one we want to call.
And also, two missed calls. Like, that looks quite desperate.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
If I've already called her once. Hey, Luce.
Hey.
Hey, it's Lucy, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, how are you?
I'm not great. Are you busy?
No, well, I'm just eating dinner, but not busy.
Okay, basically... Oh, it's Ben.
What's happened?
Oh, Lucy caught me red-handed.
Doing what?
All right, picture this. So me and Giles, this guy from uni, we were both butt naked and we were just banging on the bathroom floor. And I mean, I completely forgot I had to give him Ben an extra key. And the entire time... Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I mean, the whole time he was standing there and he never took his eyes off me.
Eyes off me?
He caught me on the counter, Lucy.
If you were both butt naked and you were banging on the bathroom floor, how could you forget about the extra key, Lou?
I forgot about the key.
The fucking key? How did you forget about the extra bloody key?
But Hardy came in and caught me red-handed. I mean...
Good one.
Oh, but I'm going to tell him that I'm sorry. For all the pain I've caused.
Look, Lucy, you're amazing.
But it makes no sense at all, Luce. I don't appreciate you laughing.
This is a joke. Lucy, let the joke go.
You're completely lost. That's why I sing.
You're completely lost. That's why I sing.
He never took his eyes off me. It wasn't me.
Did he get you drunk?
No.
Am I on speakerphone?
Maybe. As type of speakerphone. Perhaps
good.
A speakerphone maybe going out live on FUBAR Radio?
I'm on FUBAR Radio! Woo!
Yeah. Thanks, Liz!
That was great. At least I know, I know your level of humour. I know, you know my level of humour. I can pick up, it wasn't me. Shaggy, me and Shaggy, we're down.
Okay, bye, Lucy. Yeah. It wasn't
See
me.
Later.
I've got to go. Bye.
Okay, she's great.
That was...
Does she have a boyfriend?
No, she's single.
Right, okay.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's brilliant.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's my new favourite Lucy.
You would love her.
Okay.
She's a better Lucy than me.
For her next 21st birthday, or it would be a 22nd, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe I can come to York with you.
I was going to say, Stoke York.
She's amazing.
That's all north, innit?
Well, it's
same
still
place,
like a long way.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the same place in my head. So I got in like 1, 2, 3.
Hang on.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
But it was after about
9,
two
10,
lyrics.
11, 12.
That Lucy, she worked it out straight away.
I got 16, Sam.
She was just more interested in seeing how you are, wasn't she? Okay,
how are you?
I get the joke now. How are you? She was saying you're amazing, but you were awful then.
What else could I have done? I wanted to get in as many
you,
lyrics
you
as
went,
I could.
No, you went straight in. Too quickly for me.
Right.
You remember how I was with my mum?
Yeah, because you had a really easy song. You weren't having to call up your best mate and tell him that you've cheated on someone. I've had the much harder ones. You've had easy.
I don't think so.
Yes, you have. You just had to be like, oh, I've met a girl. She's well nice.
No, and she was a cheerleader.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but there's not that many girls. The percentage of girls for cheerleaders...
caught me red-handed, creeping with the boy next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked.
Right, okay, hang on. You could have said creeping with the boy next door. You didn't use that. You did not use that lyric. That's much more believable than butt naked on the bathroom floor.
I had to get butt naked on the bathroom floor and...
See, I would have said butt naked and bathroom separately. Very big lyrics in that song. Put them together, gives it away. You need to get better at this.
Why? Are you going to make me do this again? Even though that was brilliant.
Maybe. I mean, it was a very good call, but that was more for the other Lucy. She's a born entertainer.
Yes, she is.
She should
hilarious.
Go alongside Mulhern on ITV2.
She's a hoot.
She is a hoot.
Everyone says it.
Does she?
Like, I literally cry with laughter every time
what
I see
her.
What
does she do 6 to 8 on a Sunday afternoon? Sunday evening?
Eating her dinner, by the sounds of it.
Okay. Well, maybe she should get on a train.
Get her in.
I'm quite happy to go triple header.
York to London. Let's do it. We've got two more mics.
Sam and Lucy's. Perfect.
Sam and Lucy's.
Sounds good to me.
Good dynamic.
Okay.
Have I failed again?
I think maybe we need some adjudicator. This is where a producer would be useful on this show.
But you are the producer.
Well, if we use that term very loosely.
Very loosely.
Very, very loosely.
Very loosely.
Does that mean I get the final say on this? Or should we talk off air?
You know what? I think Lucy should have the final say. As in, not talking about myself in the third person.
Just text her and say, look, how long did it take you to work out this was a Shaggy song? I think if she says anything less than 10 seconds, you've failed.
Okay.
All right.
Right, I'll text her now.
While you do that,
yep.
I'll play what I think is now number one record. Recognise it?
Well, yeah, you played it last week.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did maybe back announce it at the end of last week and say who it was. But I'll do that now instead. Lunch Mini Lewis. It's Bills. It's on Fubar. Money Lewis. It's called Bills, but I'm sure you know that by now. Sam and Lucy with you for another 11 minutes until 8 o'clock this evening. We are in kind of our final hurrah. Not of the show ever. I think we'll be back at some point.
We'll be back.
Maybe not this weekend though, because it's bank holiday.
I'm going to Portugal.
You're going to Portugal.
Party, party, party.
Party, party, party in Portugal.
Yeah, yeah, Villa.
What's the plan?
Turn up. Villa. Okay. With a heated pool and a barbecue.
What's in a heated pool for you in Portugal?
I don't know, but it just is heated.
Okay.
Nighttime.
Yeah, I suppose so. Okay.
I don't know.
You go naked that way.
Amazing villa.
Right.
Table tennis, barbecue, pool.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay, you can be barbecuing rather than going out.
Well, this is a point of contention, and we were all talking about the wedding about this last night, because I want to go out.
Okay, to eat.
I want to let my hair... I was talking about going out.
Okay, out, okay.
I want to go out, like, maybe not every night.
Okay.
Just, like, a couple of nights.
Yeah.
Two.
Going to Faro Town.
Going to Faro...
And paint Faro
rouge, right?
Okay. Which is Portuguese.
Yep. Fluent me.
Yeah.
But they're very much more like, half of them want to stay in.
Okay.
And just kind of literally stay in and drinking by the pool, which is going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, that for 7 days is very relaxing. You've got to enjoy stuff like that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But if I'm going all the way to Portugal...
Okay.
I want to also like go into Faro and go out clubbing and like have some fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's not known for its clubbing, is it, Faro?
Well, bars or something. Okay. You know, maybe go find some live music or, you know, do something. Explore.
Whereas these guys are quite happy reading OK by the pool.
That is literally it, yeah. Okay. Which I'm one of those annoying people that I am a bit like, I want to see everything and do everything. And I'm happy to do it on my own. That's fine. I'm not dragging them with me. But I don't want any resentment thrown my way.
Okay.
Which I can foresee.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering, I might just sit by the pool and read a book.
Well, could you go out on your own?
Could just go on my own.
Yeah, I'll take taxi Ben. There and back, it'll be all right.
Ben will do what he's told. He can come.
Perfect.
Yeah, he'll pay for the taxi. It's great. Yeah. Sorted.
Does he pay for flights?
No.
No? Okay. Just wondering how good of a boyfriend he is.
I think just checking. I paid for flights, actually.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm just wondering after, you know, last week's call, how your relationship, where it was at.
Well, we're fine now, although, and having heard that call then, I was worried that doing Shaggy Down the Phone to Lucy, like, you know, that might...
The Shaggy song, we should
the
say.
The Shaggy song, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. That might upset both Ben and Lucy.
Okay.
Lucy took it like a trooper, like I knew she would.
Yeah, new favourite person.
Because she's a legend.
Yeah.
And she said it took her 10 seconds.
Exactly 10 seconds.
You said to me, if it was less than 10 seconds,
yeah,
I'd have to do it again next week.
Yes.
She said, haha, lol, about 10 seconds.
Right.
That means...
9 seconds.
Throwback to you. You've got to do it next week. Okay. I am challenging you to do waxing lyrical.
Right, perfect. I'm
the lyrics, I want you to wax.
Right.
We just heard it, mate.
What, Lunch Money Lewis?
I got bills.
Dun, dun. I got to pay.
And I want you to call your dad.
Call my dad?
Yep.
See, that's tough.
I know it is. Because so I know that you were like, oh, call my mum and it'll be easy. And you can just be like, oh, mum, I've got bills. I've got to pay my money. Or however you talk.
Do an impression of me again.
Oh, mum. You're like, mum, oh, I've got bills. I've got nowt to pay it with. I've been to radio station, I got no money, I've got mouths to feed, oh, I need my chips and gravy and what.
Okay.
Whereas if you call your dad...
That's xenophobia, isn't it, what you've just done?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm scared of you.
Why?
Northernness.
Well, it's absolutely fine.
I thought Stoke and York were really close.
Nah.
I just found out in that song they're not, because I was trying to work out the logistics of setting you up with my friend Lucy.
Oh, and you've Googled, like, Google Maps?
Yeah, Stoke, York, a lot further than I thought.
I'm probably about looking at over 2 hours.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I thought they were, like, you know, 20-minute drive.
No.
No.
Not close.
Not a clue about anything north of Birmingham. Pfft, no idea.
Okay.
Apart from Scotland, know a bit about that. So you're going to do...
Lunch Money
Lewis. Bills.
Yes.
To your dad.
Okay, perfect.
On our next show.
I'll be able to riff on what those bills are. Is that up to me?
Well, this is the thing. Because you do it more believably than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I get in more lyrics.
Okay.
And I don't know which is better.
Well, I think the idea is we carry on. We try and get to the end of a call. I think I did a 4-minute call with my mum.
Yeah.
And she still thinks that... Well,
you
no,
met
I mean,
a girl.
Yeah. I mean, I told her in the end... But she believed throughout that 4 minutes.
Riff. You can riff and see how long you can keep your dad going for.
I guess it'll be a good opportunity to try and get some money out of him, wouldn't it?
Maybe he'll actually be like, oh, I'll transfer you 20 quid over or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to pay any bills, is it?
50 quid then.
50 quid, that's, yeah.
Well, 20 quid, that's your internet bills for...
Yeah, that's true.
...a month, you know.
Yeah. Phone bill, 20 quid.
Sam?
Yeah?
There's been some breaking news.
All right.
Do you know what kind of news?
No.
Sports news! Oh, Atletico versus Barcelona. I've got some breaking news for you, Sam.
Okay, go.
One of them scored.
Which one?
I've got rid of the screen, so I don't know. But one of them scored. Which one does Messi play for?
Barcelona.
Barcelona 1-0. Breaking news.
And Messi scored it, did he?
Messi scored it. Oh, aside from that, there's like literally nothing else has happened in sports news.
Really? That's what you're going to
get? Apart from Lee stunned Super League's Wakefield in Challenge Cup. I mean, is that football? Is that rugby?
No, it's rugby, that, yeah.
Rugby? I hate rugby.
Really?
Rugby should be banned from the show.
Okay. Well, sports report though, isn't it?
Na 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 na. Atletico versus Barcelona. Na 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 na. Messi scored a goal.
Oh, that's think I'm afraid that it's done.
Football.
I like your sports report. We'll keep them going.
Thanks,
the only problem is if we take
so much effort.
If we take a break next weekend because you're on holiday.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you're going to Portugal Saturday, so it's not feasible that we do a show, is it?
Oh, but I was saying we could do a pre-record.
Don't talk about pre-records.
For goodness sake.
We don't talk about them.
But we acknowledge it when we do one, though.
No, try not to, though.
We did last time.
Did we?
Yeah.
That would have been your choice, not mine. I would have said, no, let's tell everyone we're live.
Pretend it's live.
Yeah, it's a better way to do it.
All right, fine, we'll do it live next week. I'll come back from Portugal and we'll do it.
Nah, don't do that.
Is that too much effort?
I think so.
You think?
It's a bank holiday. Bank holiday Monday. Isn't it? So I quite like to be out on Sunday.
See, I think my impression of you is really accurate.
Bank holiday Monday. It's not accurate at all.
Chips and gravy.
Right, me and Lucy.
Where's my whippet?
Taking a break next week. Because she's in Portugal.
Oh, my flat cap.
And I'm going to go back to North and begin to speak like that again.
I love the North.
Right.
Going to North.
Stop it.
To Old Trade.
Finish with this. Another Lucy, Lucy Rose. It's called Like an Arrow.
Oh, Lucy Rose, love that.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause when you're gone, my vision's hazy. 'Cause I was made for you. We were made by two. Sense to soul.